We turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. This is a season we celebrate the birth of Christ, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's a time of blessing. Elizabeth, of course, had a blessing of a promised child, and she and Zacharias' elderly years, the promise came to pass. And when Mary came to visit her in her third month, she cried out, "Mary, blessed art thou among women." And then Mary herself included in her song all generations, even to thousands of them, all generations shall call me blessed. And Simeon, the elderly man who by the Spirit was told he was going to see the Messiah, after generation waited for it, he was told he was going to see the Messiah, and he blessed Mary and Joseph. Blessings are ones that we can receive and give God thanks for and know his power. And that's why the psalmist would say, Psalm 103, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Praise God. You reach a year, you reach a time, an age that your forgetter works better than your memory, your memorizer. Seems like it anyway. But I'm not going to forget his benefits. Not going to forget his blessing, because it gets renewed. God renews that. Amen. You walk with him, you serve him, it just keeps getting better and better. Praise God. You may be seated. God bless you. Bless the Lord. Three more times in this passage, that command is given. Bless the Lord, ye his angels. Now they worship. Amen. They can't stop praising that name. Praise God. Their blessings of the name continue because they do his commandments. Verse 20, they do his commandments. Amen. Satan said, "I will." He wasn't going to do the commandments, so he got kicked out. Praise God. I'm thankful that the Lord took care of that problem right off. And we can do the same. We can kick him out of our thoughts, of our imaginations, of our hearts, of our lives. Kick him out, because he's trying to get you to be independent and stand on your own and say, "I don't have to obey the Lord. I don't have to follow the Bible. I don't have to listen to Pastor." Amen. But just kick him out. Amen. And do what the Lord did. Praise God. These angels are messengers. They've got to be pretty good at languages, don't they? You think there are angels that speak Korean, Ethan? Sure. Why not? Praise God. We're not the only ones that speak in tongues. Now, they don't speak in tongues because of the Spirit. They want to. They desire to look into it. Praise God. But, oh, I'm thankful they carry out their mission without adding to or taking away from what was told them. Praise God. Now, they are not given, however, the message of salvation. That angel appeared to Cornelius in Acts chapter 10 and told him to send for Peter, who will tell him words by where he and all of his house can be saved. Praise God. He sent for a preacher, sent for someone who had had the Holy Ghost and had been baptized in Jesus' name. Praise God. But oh, I'm thankful they're hearkening to the voice of his word again and again, and they excel in strength. Think of the power of one angel. One angel. Sennacherib coming against the people of God. And one angel slew 185,000 of his army. One angel shut the mouths of the lions in Daniel's den. One angel has a big, shiny chain that he rattles every now and then. And reminds Satan, I'm going to shut you up, old boy. I'm going to throw you in this bottomless pit. You're going to be there for 1,000 years. One angel. Praise God. And that's the kind of power that the Lord has. But yet, the power of one sinner repenting sets all the angels rejoicing. Praise God. You want to cause a party in heaven? You reach out to somebody with the message of truth. You teach them the word of God. You testify to them. You witness of God's power. You bring them to a place of repentance, and then all of heaven rejoices. Praise God. And oh my, how they must get excited when people are baptized in that name above every name and being filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank God. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Praise God. Bless the Lord, all ye his angels. Bless the Lord, all his hosts. Amen. Heavenly hosts. Thank God for the power of the Lord. Psalm 104 and verse 4 says, he makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. Praise God. And thank the Lord, we can be his ministers. We can be a flaming fire because of the Spirit of God that he puts within us. It's good to know who you belong to. Paul stood on that ship in the storm, and he said, there stood by me an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Everybody was frightened. Everybody was scared to death. Everybody was wondering what the outcome was going to be in this storm. But Paul stood very firm. Paul stood very confident and said, I belong to him. He's the one I serve. He's the one that I belong to. He's the one who stood by me. Praise God. And thank the Lord, the message was, fear not, Paul. Everybody else was scared to death. Everybody else was shaking in their boots. Everybody else was wondering, what is going to happen? We've had a storm for 2 weeks. Hardly seen the sun in that time. And oh, thank the Lord, God is there to minister. I'm thankful that we can please him who has called us to be a soldier. Please him who has called us to do his work. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because there is going to be victory. Praise God. Bless the Lord, all his works. That's the third category besides you blessing the Lord. His angels, his hosts, and his works. In all places, his dominion is displayed. And thank God, divine dominion is what we want to have the Lord demonstrate in our lives. Amen. We pray, Lord, order my steps in your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. You know, I read that as my personal iniquity, my personal sin, don't let it have dominion over me. And then I read it again and realized it's not just me. I'll take ownership. Definitely, I want to repent of every sin. Definitely, I want to have victory over every aspect. But any iniquity that this society wants to push on me, any iniquity that this culture wants to push on me, any iniquity that technology wants to push on me, thank God, Lord, I want you to order my steps, and I don't want any dominion other than your dominion. I want divine dominion. I want the power of God. I want the power of his spirit. I want the blessing of his word. Lord, let that have dominion in my life. And not any other dominion. Order my steps in your word. Praise God. And we bless him. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. Amen. We're not going to divide our loyalties. Amen. We're going to make him the Lord. We're going to make him the King. All of his works. The wind and waves still obey him? Yes, they do. Praise God. Amen. I remember Brother Sam giving his testimony as a young convert, and back in Hoonah in the early 50s when the church was being started there. Brother Sam attended church for a year before he was baptized. But they broke ice and baptized. It was November, I think he told me. They broke the ice on the beach and he was baptized. He went in one of the saints' homes and changed clothes, and walking home, his hair froze. Praise God. He needed to provide for his family. And in the winter months, cold like this, there's no job, and cutting wood for fire and all of that, you know, very, very difficult. Needed food. So he decided to go out in his boat, his skiff, and cruise down the shore and look for a seal to shoot. And so he did. He didn't tell anybody he was going. He just jumped in his boat with his rifle and took off. Cold. Cruising down the shoreline, he looked into a cove, and there was a couple of seals. So he whipped back around and beached his boat on the point and snuck up on the rock and rested his rifle on a rock and shot one seal. And a few minutes later, the second one came back up again, shot that one. Excited now, I've got two. I can sell their pelts. I can use their meat. This is going to be good. And he turned around, and his skiff was drifting away. In his excitement to get ashore and make the shot, he had pulled the line up on the shore, but he didn't pull the bow up high enough, and the skiff is drifting away. He quickly dashed down the shore to another point and ran out on that point and waded out into the water as far as he could go. It was winter time. He couldn't go past his boots, trying to reach the line of the skiff drifting by. The tide and the wind took it out farther than he could reach. He raised his hands. He closed his eyes. He said, "Oh God, nobody knows where I am. My family needs this food. We need the money from the pelts. Lord, help me. Lord, you've got to help me." And he lowered his hand right on the bow of the skiff. The wind and the waves still obey him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, all his works. Hallelujah. Thank God. If the wind and the waves obey him, I want to obey him. Praise God. The winds and the waves serve him, I want to serve him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank God that his work continues. He that has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The first commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, everything. There's something that can't worship God, get rid of it. Something that can't serve God, get rid of it. There are those that will serve the creature more than the Creator. I'm not going to be among that number. You're not going to be among that number. We're going to lift up the Lord with our attitudes. We're going to seek him. We're going to serve him with all of our hearts, with our actions. We're going to connect our head with our hands for holy conduct. And we're going to lift up the Lord and bless his name with our appearance. We're not going to be ashamed to let people know who we belong to. Praise God. Forget not all his benefits. The Lord benefited you? Praise God. Giving to the work of God benefited you? Serving God Sunday morning, Thursday night, and all the time in between. Has that benefited you? Oh, yes. Forget not all his benefits. He removes our iniquities. He doesn't just take them. You know, when I taught school, somebody goofed up. Somebody said a wrong word. Somebody did a wrong thing. I said, you're going to stay in at recess, and you're going to write a letter to your mom. You're going to say what you did, and you're going to give me that letter, and I'm going to put it in a file. They made the connection. They knew I could pull that letter out anytime and send it to mom and dad. God doesn't do that to you. The Lord washes you clean with His precious blood. And I had to do that to some of those kids. My Lord, it's better than stringing them up, which I felt like doing sometimes. But God looks at you and says, I'm not going to remember your iniquities ever again, anymore. Hallelujah. He removes all your iniquities as far as the east is from the west. And He will cleanse from all sin, from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Oh, I got to hurry. He healeth all thy diseases. This is amazing. All your iniquities, all your diseases. That's the work that He does. That's the job He can complete. Healing here and now. Praise God. He does that work. He redeems your life from destruction. Oh, it's sad to see society moving into the realms of destruction with drugs and alcohol and all of the things that are addictive and holding them back from serving God. The destruction that comes to their lives from the devil's design and deceit. But oh, thank God. I love what Psalm 107 verse 20 says. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Praise God. His word came in Jesus Christ. How wonderful to sing those beautiful Christmas songs that have such a tremendous message. Amen. The God in flesh appearing. Amen. Thank the Lord that He would come as the Word of God and bring about the change that He desires to bring into our lives and redeem us from destructions. He crowns you with loving kindness and with tender mercies. David had been crowned king, but sin dragged him down to deeper depths and to places of despair. But yet he cried out in repentance, thank God, and the Lord brought that kind of cleansing and that kind of renewal and that kind of blessing in a powerful way. Create in me a clean heart, he cried out. Renew in me a right spirit. Cast me not away from your presence. Keep not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Was that just empty words? No, it was a cry of a repentant heart. And the Lord removed his iniquities. The Lord delivered him from his destructions. Praise God. And he crowned him. David had been crowned king, but he messed up. But the Lord crowned him with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Lord. Amen. He satisfies your mouth with good things. You've been sampling some good things this Christmas season? Ooh, good cookies, good bread, good soup. Good things. Praise God. But He does more than that. Remember that old song we sang? I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. He said He'd be my comforter. He said He'd be my guide. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied. Because He satisfies. Because He knows what you need. Because He's able to bring the blessing. He's able to bring completion. He's able to provide in the way that you need. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Thank God we know the power of the Spirit. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And I'm going to try it again. Praise God, and let the Lord bring His blessing. Let the Lord bring His power. Let the Lord provide. Your youth can be renewed like the eagles. Praise God. And we wait on Him to renew that strength. Praise God. I'm thankful for the power of the Lord to bring that renewal again and again. No wonder we can bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Soul? How come not heart? How come not mind? How come not will? Soul. You know why? Because your soul is eternal. Your soul is going to live on eternally. And the Lord wants you to praise Him for eternity. The Lord wants you to be with Him in eternity. Praise God. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. Praise God. Oh, bless His holy name. The name above every name. The saving name. Praise God. The healing name. The delivering name. Bless His name. The devils believe in one God. They know His name. They tremble. Thank God you and I rejoice. You and I are excited. You and I know God has given us power over all the power of the enemy through His name. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I will worship Him forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Forever, I'm going to praise His name. Forever, I'm going to live in victory. Forever, I'm going to be with the conquering Christ. Hallelujah, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the first, the last, Alpha and Omega. Oh, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. Tell your disciples to be quiet. Devil's trying to quiet you down. Society's trying to say you make too much noise. But Jesus said, if they hold their peace, if you shut them up, the stones are going to cry out. Well, they're kind of covered with snow right now. It'll be a little muffled, I guess, but I'm not going to wait for them to cry out. Ain't no stone going to take my place. Praise God. I'm going to exalt Him. I'm going to lift Him up. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. They were crying out, blessed is the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. And the religious authorities were trying to shush them up, trying to quiet them down. Jesus said, the stones will cry out, oh, I want to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Now, don't be hard-headed. And don't be half-hearted. Hard-headed and half-hearted. My goodness, what a mess. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Stand with me. Praise God. A sensitive heart. A heart that hears the Spirit. A heart that doesn't want to quench the Spirit. Oh, I'll quench what the devil's trying to start. I'll quench the temptations and the imaginations that the devil tries to put on me. I don't want any iniquity to have dominion over me, but I'm not going to quench the Spirit. Amen. Let that flow. Let that keep coming. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I like the way that chapter starts out. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And that's the way it ends. Bless the Lord, O my soul. From beginning to end, let our lives bless the Lord, oh my soul. But it's not going to end. It's going to go on forever. It's going to keep worshiping, keep blessing, keep lifting Him up. Can't stop praising His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to live all of those healings again. going to feel the water close over you in the name of Jesus. Going to speak in tongues again. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. And when I praise the Lord for a million years, because I have the privilege to be baptized in His name, because He filled me with His Spirit, because He healed my body in the precious name of Jesus. And after I praise the Lord for a million years, I'm going to see you. And I'm going to remember the victories that came to you. I'm going to remember the healing that came in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to worship Him again. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that's within me, bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Something in you that can't bless the Lord, get rid of it. Something in you that's holding you back from blessing the Lord, get rid of it. And bless the Lord, oh my soul. Can you come and worship the Lord here for a few minutes? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, Jesus, I lift you up, Lord. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I glorify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Let's just bless the Lord together. Let's just praise His name together. Let's just lift Him up together. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.